house that we made has willed its way through the walls to weather. But these words that you say are a different kind of storm altogether. So don't nail my heart to the wall. Tell me that you're needing more. I didn't wait around. I'm done chasing you down. No, and I've loved, so I no longer don't bang its bags and walk out. And I've come to the point where it's no fun fighting it out. Oh, no. So I'm done chasing you down. I guess sometimes money will make it, but losing this love is a debt I can't afford. So don't throw my heart on the floor. Tell me that you're needing more. I never wanted this, no. So baby, let's make some moves, or let's call it quits, 'cause I'm done.
to to tell you that things would work out this way. Sunday, I tried to tell. Cities and Coasts, Crying on a Sunday here on Neo Rocks. Before that, the Speed Bumps, Chasing You Down. And we started off with the Admirables, and it's going to be all right. And joining us in studio right now, we've got Nathan Hedges from Cities and Coasts and Josh Gerken from the Larchmere Fort Porch Fest Committee. Are you on the board as well?
Yes, I'm a board member and the music committee.
Okay, I can never remember who is on what, because I talked to many of you. Obviously, Porch Fest coming up this Saturday. Josh, why don't you tell us a little bit about the festival?
Sure thing. It's a free festival from 1 o'clock till 10 o'clock on Saturday. We have 30 bands on 30 porches, and then there are two headliners from 6 to 8, including Cities and Coasts and the Admirables.
Say, and of course it's free. And where did the idea of this we had Catherine on last year to talk about the festival a little bit, and why don't you just refresh us on where the festival came from, because this is kind of a unique thing.
It is. Catherine, I'm glad you mentioned her. Catherine Sterinsky was inspired by an event in Ithaca, New York called Porch Fest. And it's kind of a different thing. It's a neighborhood of musicians, and they all just play on their own porches. So there's no real organization other than one day they all just come out and play on their porches. So she was so inspired, and living in the Larchmere neighborhood, thought it would be perfect for her neighborhood. So I guess 7 years ago, she put a little committee together, of which I was part, and we've just been growing ever since.
So, and of course, it's non-traditional performances because it's everybody on porches. How has the logistics worked out? I mean, what kind of feedback have you gotten from bands? I know public have come out in droves. Last year, I tried to drive through the neighborhood and it took me forever because I forgot. I forgot that day that it was going on. I tried to drive down Woodland and got caught in it.
Yes, it's very pedestrian and bike friendly. It's not great getting through in a car during Porch Fest, but there are plenty of other avenues you can take in that neighborhood to get around it. There's plenty of parking too, so I don't want to scare anybody off. But again, there's a lot of walking. There's a map. It's available on the website, and we'll have like printed versions too. So at any given time slot during the day, there are four or five bands playing at a time. So just getting around is a lot easier if you're on a bike.
And what is like, what's your footprint?
It's not huge. It's all walkable, but you're just wasting time because there's not a lot of time between bands. Like, you'll kill half a set just trying to get to the next band. So you'd be smart to plan your day ahead of time, and you'd be smart to bring a bike.
So go to LarchmereporchFest.org first to find out where all you want to hit, and then bring that list with you.
That would be advisable.
I'll turn to Nathan, this is your first time playing the show.
Yeah, this is our first time. We're very excited about it. I've heard a lot of really good things. We know a lot of other friends' bands have played before, so really excited to check it out.
So when you heard playing on porches, what was your first thought, having come from much larger stages?
Honestly, the first time I heard about it, I was kind of like, well, that's interesting. How's that going to work? Do we have to bring our own PA? Like, you know, and but no, I think it's a really awesome idea. I've never been playing music a long time. I've never – there's nothing else like it. I mean, it's exciting to do something different, and you're outside, and it's summertime. And
that's a very common response. Yeah. Bands afterwards compliment us all the time. They just have a blast. It's an extremely unique experience for them, and they always love it, and they always want to come back. So it's all good.
I'm guessing it's going to feel really comfortable because, you know, we practice at my house, and we used to have a studio, but then I bought a house, and so now we have the privilege of having a studio in my basement. So, you know, just being able to jam with the guys in, like, that home environment is so much more comfortable. So I think standing on a porch and rocking out, it's just going to feel real comfortable and homey and fun, you know. So,
well, hopefully we're going to be able to turn it up a little bit more than if you were just in the basement.
We're amplified, but yeah.
Well, why don't we play a track from one of the other bands playing Porch Fest this Saturday, the Larchmere neighborhood between Shaker and Woodland, correct? Did I have that right?
It's from like Fair Hill all the way down to Shaker, yeah, with Larchmere in between. And then Moreland on the one side, and then another block toward the city, whatever's over there.
On the website.
LarchmerePorchFest.org is the website. Here is Ottawa. They are playing Porch Fest this Saturday. Check out the website for all of the set times. We'll be back in just a little bit. Thank you.
feel the way I did that day. In Ohio, so I'm sending you
Nathan Hedge is live on NeoRocks of Cities and Coasts. They will be playing the Larchmere Porch Fest this Saturday. They are on at 6 o'clock at Porch 29.
Porch 29.
Which is on East 126th. They're shutting down East 126th at about 4 o'clock that day. So you can come down, enjoy the entire day. There's a whole lot going on. You guys... Josh from the Porch Fest, you guys get everybody involved in the neighborhood. You've got businesses involved. You've got the residents. Why don't you just expand upon that a little bit?
Okay, yeah. The neighborhood is full of houses with nice architectural detail and big porches, and they like to get involved. After the first couple of years, seeing what was possible in their neighborhood, they all were excited to be involved. And then the merchants, of course, on Larchmere are very excited to have the crowds too. We've had to invite some food trucks and suggest to the restaurants and bars that they make additional arrangements for food because there's so many people. It's pretty impressive.
That makes me happy. Several of the bands play at some of these places. I know By Light We Loom will be at Loganberry Books. Mm-hmm. Old Boy is playing at Felice afterwards in the 8 to 10 slot.
That's right. It's sort of designed to bands play on porches throughout the neighborhood, and then closer to 6 o'clock we kind of emerge, I think. Some kind of merge of people to 126th, which will be shut down, and that's where the headliners will be happening. So nothing will be competing with you guys headlining, and it'll be a good party.
I say, we were talking in the break, just how do the residents get involved and start actually hosting stages? Is it a selection? Do you go around and look? Yes, your porch can hold it. No, your porch can't.
Yes, there is a good amount of thought that goes into it. That's a different committee, so I don't know specifics. But I have heard things like, "Yeah, their bushes are too huge; they're obscuring the band." So,
there's some insecure guy with bushes now in Larchmere wants to be involved next year.
Get the clippers out.
Did changes throughout or every year? I know there are a few people that have hosted every year, but do you kind of try to rotate?
Yes, there's a good amount of new people and a good amount of returning enthusiasts each year.
All right. So I'm gonna turn to Nathan. He's announcing himself with the guitar
I
now.
I didn't mean to do that.
I'm here.
So you guys are playing. One of the questions that we've always had since we first saw your music, because I saw the music and went, wow, Cities and Coasts, cool. Nathan Hedges. Wait, who else is in this band?
Yeah.
you've got an all-star lineup of members. So how did that come to be?
Okay, so basically live, it's kind of a revolving cast of characters. Like, so, okay, my best friends in the world are, you know, Sam, Jimmy, Mikey from Welshy Arms. Great, 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 great band. I had been writing this project, and Mikey was the drummer in various other projects I've done. We've been in several bands together. And we'd always talked about this. You know, we've been in so many different types of bands, and it's not that, as a writer, you write, but sometimes you're like, oh, I'm so influenced by this. Like, I kind of want to be in this vein, or I want to be in that vein. And, you know, you're in projects, and you're writing for the project. And I love the Beach Boys and the 60s girl groups and all that kind of stuff so much that I feel like that's the way that I write in this project is the way that I naturally write. But I was always, like, shelving it. Like, nobody wants to hear that, you know? Like, it's not cool right now, you know? So Mikey and I had talked about it, and I was like, man, I just want to write this record. And we're both huge Beach Boys fans and Beatles fans. And I just said, let's do it. You know, I'm just going to do it. I wrote the songs. And then Jimmy Weaver, who's the bass player and an amazing producer for Welshly Arms, you know, the three of us went in the studio and did everything. So Mikey played drums. Me and Jimmy played all the instruments and sang everything. And then live, I'm like, okay, so I got to figure out a band now. So it's turned into the first show we ever played was, you know, basically me and Welshly Arms. And then the next show was me, Mikey on the drums, a bass player from another band that I was in, and then Tony from Midnight Passenger. I don't know if you play them. And Stephanie from These Knees plays with us. And it's just a really strong, passionate project about, like, loving Cleveland, embracing the music scene, having a huge network of friends that are in amazing bands. And just, I mean, I'm just taking advantage of the luck that I have to be friends with such amazing musicians. And I'm glad that they want to do it because it's really fun. And I hope they enjoy it as much as I do because I know it's probably strenuous. Hey, you're busy enough with your band. Can you do this too? So, yeah, it's a huge revolving cast of amazing players in Cleveland, and I get to be lucky enough to do that. So I'm done rambling now. So,
do you want to tease who your lineup is for this weekend?
Yeah, sure. So we have Mike Gould, who is going to be our drummer, plays with Welshly Arms. I will be playing guitar and singing. We have a sax player named Scott Griffin who's going to be playing this show. He's been in various projects throughout Cleveland. We have Mike Drury on the bass, who actually was the original bass player from Ohio Sky, if you know Ohio Sky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we have John and Bree Bryant, who are amazing backup vocalists. And then Tony Zaro from Midnight Passenger will also be a backup vocalist playing percussions and things like that. So it's going to be a pretty cool lineup, I think.
Very cool. And, of course, there are the entire Larchmere Porch Fest is a really cool lineup, kind of as eclectic as Cities and Coasts. There are so many people playing this 30 bands on 30 porches, plus some more acts as well. Going on in the 8 to 10 o'clock hour, kind of as a post-show party goings on. Old Boys playing, Morgan McCaskey, Diana Chittister, Rob Kovacs, and actually, Rob Kovacs is the stage sponsored by WJCU. So stop down and say hi and check that out.
So that means while Rob's playing, he's not allowed to say any four-letter words. He can't talk about ticket prices. No.
Well, he's not on the air, so we're fine. why don't we play another track? I'm going to play some Rob right now. This is a track called In Orbit. According to Facebook earlier today, he said he's bringing an upright piano, a Rhodes, a Leslie, and who knows how many other things he's going to try to cram onto a porch. I don't know. Is the porch going to be able to support everything? We'll find out. here's Rob Kovacs.
That was awkward.
Yeah. Rob Kovacs in Orbit on Neo Rocks.
Thank you.
Here on Near Rocks. Before that, Rob Kovacs in Orbit, and they will be playing the Larchmere Porch Fest happening Saturday. Josh, let us know everything we need to know about Porch Fest.
Okay, it starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Shivering Timbers is kicking it off. There's only one band playing at 1, and then from 2 until 5:45... At any given time, there are at least 4 or 5 bands playing at once. So come anytime. It's free. Check it out. And then stick around to see Citizen Coast doing their thing at 6. And then the Admirables at 7. And then after parties at various establishments on Larchmere from 8 to 10.
Say, and Nathan, where can people go to find out information about Citizen Coast?
Our website is www.citiesandcoasts.com, and then facebook.com/citiesandcoast, twitter.com/citiesandcoast, Instagram, it's all Cities and Coast at, you know. So.
Gotcha. And of course, LarchmerePorchFest.org. Plan ahead. It's the only way you're going to get to see everything you want to see is to plan ahead.
A little bit of research. I'll go a long way. You'll enjoy yourself.
Thank you both for coming in. And Nathan, thank you for playing. You've got one more track for us.
Sure.
And let us know, what is this?
This is Sail Into the Sun.
Say, we've got Nathan Hedges from Cities and Coasts live on Near Rocks. Here is Sail Into the Sun. Once again, Larchmere Porch Fest, Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock, going until 10 p.m. in the Larchmere neighborhood. LarchmerePorchFest.org for more information.
Don't stay inside. Let's pretend that there's no war outside, and all the ones you love are safe tonight. So let's sail into the sun. Whoa, whoa. So let's sail into the sun. Whoa, whoa. So let's sail into the sun. Well, there's no need to fill your heart with all this hate and greed, when we're
get together, this is all we need. So let's sail into the sun. Whoa, whoa. So let's sail into the sun. Whoa, whoa. So let's sail into the sun. So let's sail into the sun. Stay inside. Let's pretend that there's no war outside. And all the ones you love are we're safe tonight. So let's sail into the sun. Whoa, whoa. So let's sail into the sun. Whoa, whoa. So let's sail into the sun.
I grew up thinking somehow I had to prove myself, become better, yeah, better than I. I was raised thinking everything was all on me. Now I wonder why here I stand crumbling. But there will not be a shining image of me coming in on a white horse, riding victorious. There will not be a shining image of me coming in.